This is Ant-Man, and it's time for Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. So we might as well get on. We've got a lot to discuss today, and some fun stuff and some serious stuff. But let's do it. Let's get on and play some music and get ourselves into the groove.
ARB 4x4 Accessories is a proud sponsor of Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show and a station sponsor. Whether it be frontal protection, a draw system to increase storage, or a recovery kit to ensure you don't get stuck in the bush without a way out, head to ARB today to ensure you're ready for whatever our harsh Aussie terrain will throw your way. Visit arb.com.au to explore the products that are right for you, or find your closest ARB store or stockist.
We're born to be wild and getting out there and having some fun. And so this is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. And I've got an Australian, well, I normally always have an Australian flavour, but today we're going to be chatting a bit about Australia Day and what it means to the wider community and different things. So I'll get into that a bit later. But following up from last week's discussion on the Murray-Darling and the water crisis that's affecting it, which is just getting worse. It's actually turned out that not long after the show, we have found out that there were some cotton farmers that actually admitted to stealing water from the Murray-Darling River. And I mean, you just got to wonder about why we even grow cotton here. You know, it's not the right climate for it, and it uses a bucket load of water. I'm wondering if we should be really thinking about what crops we can grow, and this should have started 10 years ago, really. You know, longer, when they realised there was a problem in the Darling River and the rivers flowing down through, you know, New South into Victoria and into South Australia. There's got to be ways around this, but, you know, hey, what can I say without getting myself into more trouble by putting it off about politicians and who they're after? I mean, this is, you know, it's greed written all over it. Anyway, so I just wanted to bring that up because we were talking about it last week, and then all of a sudden it's in the news that that's happening. The other really amazing bit of news that I'm excited about, of course, was what was said on the 2 o'clock news, that the amazing, and I can only mention it once or twice, but Polywaffle that was first made in 1947. That's something that I grew up with as a kid. Many older people will remember what it is. It hasn't been on sale for a long time. And so that prompted me to sort of just have a bit of a look at it, because Abel Hoadley opened a jam factory in South Melbourne. That was back in 1889. And that's when he started in 1895, started building a five-story premises, and they originally dealt with jams and fruit preserves and jellies and candy fruit and all that sort of stuff. But they were responsible for it, and I just thought, wow, it's a pretty amazing history that we have here in Melbourne and Victoria for actually creating stuff and dreaming up, you know, chocolates and lollies and things that people, you know, absolutely love and grew up with. So really interesting to hear that it's coming back. And, you know, Hoadley's Chocolates basically was around 1913, according to my facts here. And then the Polywaffle Bar was Melbourne, 1947. So, and what I think really, really funny is it was conceived by company accounts supervisor and family friend Mayfield B. Anthony. So you just got to have an Anthony in your name and you can create all sorts of stuff. And so, yeah, it's just really interesting how that happens, and I'd forgotten about them. But, you know, everyone will know all the pool jokes, of course, which I won't say on air. But, yeah, it's all fun. All right, so that's my little bit of a bit of fun lead into the show, serious and fun all at the same time. But I want to talk a little bit about Australia Day today and my feelings about it. It could be a bit controversial, and I don't need the phone ringing off the hook. I'm going to look at just some of the basic facts and put it out there for what people are going to do on Australia Day and where it's going into the future, and we'll never know. We'll see what happens into the future and how that changes and becomes more accepting of what Australia stands for these days, and especially in my eyes as someone that tours, you know, a lot of Australia and the world. There's one place in Australia that, you know, I always love coming home to, and that's obviously Melbourne. But I do have a passion for Australia and what it's all about, and the multiculturalism and everything else. And I really feel that we need to sort this out sooner rather than later, because it's just too divisive. But before we get stuck into that discussion, I've got the Aussie Legends singing Advance Australia Fair, and then I'm following that up with Troy Jungaji Brady with Ancient Kings. So two sides of that coin. And here we go.
Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free. With golden soil and wealth for toil, our home is girt by sea. Our land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. In history's page, let every stage advance Australia fair. In joyful strains that let us sing, advance Australia fair.
From driving all day, palm a west wind blows. The pilgrimage has started here to go, here to go, here to go.
Wings Turnside Park is having a stock take sale. Save up to 50% store-wide on leading brand mattresses, including King Coil Chiropractic, Crown Posture, and the exciting new range of Silent Partner Back Care Sleep Systems, as well as bedroom furniture. Don't miss the savings, but only for a limited time. So come and see us at 40 Winks in the Homemaker Centre at 282 Maroondah Highway, Turnside Park. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Healesville Garden Supplies is now taking orders for Valentine's Day. Come in store to see Carolyn, our fully qualified florist, for your Valentine's Day orders of flower arrangements, chocolates, teddies and even a beautifully wrapped plant from our flourishing nursery. Healesville Garden Supplies is located at 82 Maroondah Highway, Healesville. Give us a call on 5962 5054 or find us on the web at healesvillegardensupplies.com.au.
Aurum Aged Care at Healesville is a modern, comfortable care home providing 24-hour nursing care for aged care residents. Aurum Healesville offers a wide range of lifestyle activities to suit everyone, and their seasonal food menus are cooked fresh on-site every day. Aurum Healesville also provides specialised dementia care in a dedicated memory support community within the care home. You're welcome to enjoy a coffee with the team whilst experiencing first-hand everything that Aurum Aged Care at Healesville has to offer. Call 1800 287 786 to book a tour. Also on the web at aurum.com.au. Station sponsor.
And you're back here with Yarra Valley FM. It is currently 23 minutes past 2 p.m. So the day is going to fly. I can see that already happening. Can you believe that it's nearly that time of month where we're at the end of the first month of 2019, and how quickly is that going? And kids back to school soon. Yay for some, and others will be going, oh. So let's talk about Australia Day. This is something, this is my opinion. It's just what I feel. And so, again, I'm putting it out there because I want to see this fixed. But I'm pretty proud of my Australian heritage. I'm not very proud of what was done prior to me being born on this beautiful island. But whatever you want to call it, I mean, whether it's Foundation Day, Survival Day, Invasion Day, Australia Day, it's so divisive out there in the community, and I find it pretty amazing that so many people have got so many different thoughts on it. And maybe, you know, instead of doing referendums for all sorts of other stuff, we should be looking at doing a referendum for what makes Australia Day perfect for all communities. Friends of mine who have been Australianised and become Australian citizens and whatever, they're quite proud to be that. And quite a few, obviously, they get done on the 26th of January, and you know, which is on Saturday. We get a holiday to celebrate it, but, you know, the holiday didn't come through until much much later on in time, just sort of glancing at some of the research on it, you know, the day was generally only, well, historically it came from anniversary day, and it was only really celebrated in New South Wales as the day that that the first fleet rocked up into town. And so it was just anniversary day. Sometimes it was called Foundation Day, and other times it was called ANA Day. You know, and I guess really what it boils down to is, you know, there are lots of dates in Australia that we can celebrate, lots of people we can celebrate that come from different things. It's just a matter of understanding where we're going. You know, if we're talking about Indigenous people, you know, listening to this week to a lot of interviews with some of our Indigenous people, young and old, you know, and they still feel very hurt by what happened, which is totally understandable. And, you know, then I saw a post that was on a certain media site the other day that sort of looked at it and said, you know, you can't judge people that have been born after the fact for what occurred behind the scenes years earlier. And so I thought, well, that's a really interesting comment, because we don't want a blame game. The blame game is what I see as being causing half of this problem. We are what we are. We're here now. There's been so much hurt done to so many people across the world. I think Australia's, you know, should be following leads and New Zealand, and what I know a little bit about the way they've dealt with it, and really embrace our Indigenous heritage and our culture, and bring the culture from the other countries into that as well. So I grew up in multicultural Preston, and you know, we had Italians in the family, I had Greeks next door, I had Australians down the road, I had Aboriginal family down the road, we had Timorese down the road. And of course, back then, you know, we were always walking around, so you're always walking and seeing and talking to all these different people and all the different foods. And I used to go to Italian dances and Greek dances and different meetings for this and that, just for the fun of it. You know, and of course it made fun, you know, when we'd play cricket in the street, which we used to do back then. We would be different teams from all around the world, and, you know, and that's what I grew up with, experiencing different people's food, their thoughts, their understanding. Doesn't mean, you know, I always agree with what people say or do or all the rest of it, and I don't expect people to follow what I say 100% either. But I think that understanding, we've got to bring some common sense into what's happening with Australia Day, because it is still so divisive. And I know our lovely El Presidente has been telling people, you know, don't wear thongs and don't wear shorts and don't wear this on Australia Day to become citizenised and all that sort of stuff. And I mean, come on, guys, when are we going to do a flap, you know, a backflip on what's happening, you know? When are we going to have a government that's going to stand up and have the guts to say, you know what, we're going to put this out to the community and we're going to get everyone's feedback, we're going to take it seriously, and we're going to look at what we do with Australia Day and pick a day that resonates with all Australians from every different culture, nationality, anyone that, you know, calls themselves an Aussie or a fair dinkum person or whatever, you know. There really has to be a way forward in all of this, because Australia is the most luckiest country on this planet. We really are. We're blessed with so much amazing stuff. We're, you know, we're all living in different ways, levels of poverty, all that sort of stuff. But we, you know, you're allowed to have a say here in Australia. There are lots of countries where you can't have a say, where if you do, you will end up locked up and put away, possibly even, you know, dying, because you want to stand up for what you believe in. And so forget the nastiness, forget all the race-based marches and stuff where people get hurt and wrongly on both sides of that fence. We're all passionate. That's one good thing about Australians. We're all passionate, and that's what makes us so special. And I think if we can take that passion, turn it into something special, make Australia the country that it is as a world leader in how we deal with things, and just set an example for the rest of the world that says, you know what, we're brave enough, we're strong enough to not go to war with each other, to accept that everyone's got a different opinion, and yes, we're passionate, but it doesn't mean you have to beat somebody up because of it. Let's, you know, surround the country with people interlocking hands, you know, around the whole coast, and get everyone holding hands and saying, you know what, we are Australian. And, you know, this is something that I would love to see in my in my time here on this planet, everybody holding hands and saying, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, you have a right to live here, you have a right to be respected, you have a right to be, to have a say, and what you don't have a right to do is tell people what they have to do, what they have to think, and what they, you know, that they have to be violent to make a point, because that's all wrong. We've got to get it right. We've got to be better than that. Move away from fear base into a positive, happy, healthy community that is our whole country, a whole community, a tribe. And, you know, that to me would be the crowning glory of my life here on this planet if I saw something like that. And I think it starts from the top and it starts from the bottom and it starts from the sides, because if people don't start it from whatever place they're at, it's never going to happen. So, you know, that's just how I feel. I love my country. I'm proud of my country. I'm proud of what we've had to do. Am I proud of the wars that we've had to be involved in or all that sort of stuff? No. You know, do we treat people well at times? No. I'm not proud of any of that. A lot of it, I've had nothing I can do about that other than be there and be supportive. But again, you know, it takes one to get a movement going, and a whole lot of people can make this nation something super, super special that just embraces everybody and their cultures and their need for respect. And I guess that's what it boils down to in the end. You know, can we respect another person to have their own views without belting them if we don't like it? So I'm hoping so. I'm certainly that way. So I've got some Alice Sky, Melbourne, and then some Ganga Jang, Sounds of Then. This is Australia. And there's a bit more Australian music coming up as well. And I do wish everybody out there who's going to celebrate Australia Day with family and friends and what have you, with a public holiday on Monday, take some time out to think about it. You know, our Indigenous people have helped us fight wars around the world. They've stood up for their country. They believe in their country. And I watched, again, on social media recently, an Aboriginal elder from the top end saying to people, hey, stop gang violence. Stop this. This is not what it is to be Australian. And I just thought that was an amazing message. You know, there are so many messages out there from people saying, pull your heads in, guys and girls and people, and start embracing the country. Because that's what it's all about, the country. Anyway, Alice Sky, Melbourne, Ganga Jang, Sounds of Them, and let's see if we can get it all happening.
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where we're local, live and loving it. I can feel this.
Words you meant. Yes, you. Here at Yarra Valley FM, we like hearing feedback from you, the listener. If you have heard something that you've really liked on our shows, please feel free to email us at info@yarravalleyfm.com. Our presenters are waiting not only to hear feedback from you, but to also improve our shows for the future and beyond.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is conducting free radio presenter courses for anyone interested in becoming a radio presenter or panel operator. However, if presenting is not for you, we're also looking for volunteers to get involved behind the scenes in the areas of office assistance, recording of community service announcements, fundraising and sponsorship, as well as setup and attendance at our outside broadcasts. If you are interested in becoming a part of the Yarra Valley FM 99.1 team, please email info@yarravalleyfm.com for more information.
And we do. We do need more people and we need feedback. As I said, you can email address is info@yarravalleyfm.com. You can get in contact with us at www.yarravalleyfm.com. And you can always give the station a ring if you really want to talk to somebody. Providing they're not on air, they probably will talk to you. It is 2:41 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. If you want to contact me and you're on a certain Facebook, you can go to Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 page and send me a message via that. Otherwise, do what other people have done and email in thoughts and suggestions. I'm always on the lookout for people with an interesting story to come in and be interviewed. And, you know, I put that call out every few weeks and sometimes we get people and other times we can't because of illness or other bits and pieces. But love doing the show, love talking to people about their life and experiences and travel stories, really, because that's what it's all about. It's about travel and enjoying what we have. I'm laughing. Last week on the show, Mark was talking about a particular snake that lived in a well just near his place, and we were having a bit of a chuckle about that because he doesn't like snakes at all. And I've been asked a few times since then, have I had any snakes at my place this year so far? And touch wood, and I'm touching a lot of wood. You can probably hear me tapping. No, we haven't seen one yet. But it's really interesting because I heard that we've had 19 snake bites in Melbourne since around Christmas time or the start of the season. And it prompted me to do a bit of researching because, you know, out there you probably all know that I'm not a big snake fan. I don't run from them per se screaming and I don't freeze up. And I tend to let them go on their merry little way. As long as they're not trying to nip me or give me a kiss, I'm all good. But I'm certainly not out there to go and pick them up and do anything else. And as part of my research, this is from Ellie Hunt from The Guardian, and their research has proven that almost three quarters of the 35 victims of snake bite since 2000 occurred at the victim's home, and 35 victims were male and 20% were bitten while trying to pick up or kill the snake. So that's really interesting because that tells me that, one, snakes come into our house, which they do, and I always worry about having our back door slightly ajar for the dog to get out and through the little door part there, and, you know, a snake just finding its way in there. And at our place, the old owners, the previous owners, there's only been one set of owners, she was saying she came home one afternoon to find a tiger snake curled up with her dog on the mat out the front of the house on the porch. And so that was always an interesting one. But, you know, snakes do get inside. They don't need much room. They are trying to, they don't like being out in the screaming heat. And I know we've had our snake guy in and talking to us about what to do and how to do it and all the rest of it. But that's a really alarming figure that 20% of the men were bitten trying to pick up or kill the snake. So it tells you that either we're silly as men trying to do that, or we should maybe call in a qualified snake catcher, but obviously, yes, that costs money. But, hey, it's a service, so, you know, and they've paid for their skills and they've probably paid for it with a nip or two. So, yeah, but really, it is the season to be snake jolly and happy and aware, and obviously if you stomp around and you make a bit of noise, they're not going to be around places you don't want to meet them. But obviously just be careful when you're out in the bush. But again, the statistic tells me that, you know, a lot of the bites occur in the home because people are trying to do silly things. And my understanding is you're supposed to, if you have a snake in a room, seal off the room, call the snake catcher in, let them go in, do their job, and then hopefully you have no bites, no anything else, and everyone's safe and happy. So to Mr. Lowry out there, hopefully this snake session hasn't put you on edge, because, yeah, snakes are a part of our community and our tribe, you know, and we've got to do, and they are, of course, protected. So we need to work around that as well. But there you go. Blokes, stop playing with snakes. All right. There's a whole lot of lines I can use there, but I'm not going to go down that path. What I've got for you now is some Lionel Long, My Country, and some, which is a bit sort of poetry, and Lonnie Lee, I'm in Love with Australia. And you've probably gathered it's an Australian theme, and there's no holes barred with what I'm putting on. All right, this is Ant-Man, and it's Ant-Man's RBN 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of Yarra Valley.
Attention blues fans, come on, catch the best blues in the Yarra Valley now and every Monday evening from 7 till 9pm. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, keeping the blues alive.
The love of field and coppice, of green and shaded lanes, of ordered woods and gardens is running in your veins. Strong love of grey-blue distance, brown streams and soft, dim skies. I know but cannot share it, my love is otherwise. I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. The stark white ring-barked forests, all tragic to the moon, the sapphire misted mountains, the hot gold hush of noon. Green tangle of the brushes where lithe lianas coil, and orchids deck the treetops, and ferns the warm dark soil. Core of my heart, my country, her pitiless blue sky, when sick at heart, around us we see the cattle die. But then the grey clouds gather, and we can bless again the drumming of an army, the steady, soaking rain. Core of my heart, my country, land of the rainbow gold, for flood and fire and famine she pays us back threefold. Over the thirsty paddocks watch, after many days, the filmy veil of greenness that thickens as we gaze. An opal-hearted country, a willful, lavish land. All you who have not loved her, you will not understand. Though earth holds many splendors, wherever I may die, I know to what brown country my homing thoughts will fly.
In ancient ways, believing in the dream time, and because of his skin he was treated like sin by strangers from afar. He remembers pain on a summer day when his life was nearly taken. Though the scars remain from the iron chains, he'd always sing. You weren't born in Australia, we don't owe you the price we're paying. You don't know this Australia. What do you want from me? As he grew older, banded shoulders, came from working hard, treated worse than convicts, with no escape from the pain. He married and gave life to a pretty baby daughter. He gave her all he had to give and taught her all he knew. She was born in Australia. She don't owe you the price she's paying. She's your daughter, Australia. Why don't you say? She struggled on and found it hard to understand the reason that the difference in skin meant everything, no matter how she tried. But the son she had from a master's bed was destined to have freedom. The first free man from the sunburnt land, now his children sing.
Australia. You're the dream of all our sorrows. I'm in love with Australia. Is Australia in love with me? Is Australia in love with me? I'm in love with Australia. You're the dream of all our sorrows. I'm in love with Australia. Is Australia in love with me? I'm in love. Is Australia in love with me? I'm in love with Australia. You're the dream of all our sorrows. I'm in love with Australia.
Well, I'm sure you've gathered I'm in love with Australia. And I'm sure Australia loves me. All right, we have a couple of community service announcements that I'm going to read out just as we wind our way up to the 3 o'clock news. The first one is Yarra Junction Cricket Club High Tea. Yarra Junction Cricket Club are proud to announce our annual Pink Stumps Ladies' Day fundraiser. Wear a splash of pink and join us in raising funds for the McGrath Foundation. $25 ticket includes high tea and a complimentary champagne on arrival. $5 children's ticket includes a party food lunch and a complimentary soft drink on arrival. Saturday the 2nd of February from 1 to 4pm at the Yarra Junction Club Rooms, 1 Park Road, Yarra Junction. For more information, contact Tracy on 0411 060 314 or Tam on 0438 416 183. Payment can be made through TryBooking at trybooking.com/BAEWP, which is a worthy cause. It's part of what we do, is do that sort of stuff. Excuse the paper, I know I'm not supposed to do that. We have a Black Saturday Remembrance Cruise as the next community service announcement. Saturday, February 9. Departs the Yarra Glen Recreation Reserve at 1pm to arrive at Hillsville Railway Precinct for 2pm. A 10th anniversary remembrance ceremony will then be held at 3pm, which is open to the public to attend. If you want to take part in the cruise, there is a $10 donation per vehicle, with all funds raised going to the local CFA, sausage sizzle and drinks for sale. For inquiries, contact Stacey on 0421 321 203. In the event of the day being a severe or greater fire danger rating, the event will be cancelled at the discretion of the CFA. And of course, it is pretty warm, we have to admit, and I'll be talking about that a little bit later, some of the heat and the things that are going on with that and staying cool. And one last one, Yarra Valley FM Community Announcement File, Rockabilly Rhythms, Friday, January 25, which is obviously this week, 3pm to 8pm, Lilydale Community Library, Box Hill Institute, Jarlow Drive, Lilydale. Enjoy this fun summer event in the surrounds of the Lilydale Library. Get in the spirit and wear your favourite rockabilly outfit. Take part in the roaming magic show, giant bubbles and face painting, story time and craft, games lounge, market stalls, ruckus circus, gourmet barbecue, dance to the big band, enter the Rockabilly Babes fashion show, $5 entry fee. This is a family-friendly, alcohol-free event. If you want to know more, call the library on 9800-6457. So there's some interesting stuff coming up, and it's worth getting involved, and that's what community is all about. Okay, so to run us up to the news, I'm going to play Little Feat, Snakes on Everything, And I think that'd be quite funny. This is sort of, it's not so much the song, but the title for, dedicated to Mark Lowry from our station sponsor. And Little Feet, Snakes on Everything. Then we'll be back with the news, and I'll be back after that. This is Ant-Man, Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show here on Yarra Valley BFM, the voice of the Yarra Valley at 2:56 p.m.
Hey, listen in to Mashup Monday for a variety of great music, great banter on everyday topics, weekly famous birthdays, and mouldy oldies from the vaults.
Hold on, Jen. Are you sure this is our show?
Well, that's how we roll, isn't it?
Mashup Monday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, every Monday with Michelle and Jen on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Local, live and loving it. Just another man.
It's 6 minutes past 3 p.m. We're currently running at 38.6 degrees here in Wooreelik. The aim was around 40. It's, you know, at 38, it's not going to drop much tonight. They're still talking about a minimum of 26 overnight with a maximum of 43 tomorrow. Chance of rain's about 30% late in the afternoon, somewhere after 3. Saturday, January 26, minimum 15 to a maximum of 31, partly cloudy. And they're talking about light wind, so it should be a much nicer day. Sunday, 27th of January, minimum 13 to a maximum of 27 with morning shower or two. Monday, the 28th of January, minimum 11 to a maximum 33. And Tuesday, the 29th of January, minimum 13 to a maximum of 34. And Wednesday, the 30th of January, minimum 17 to a maximum of 28. And that's the weather for the week here in the valley. And you're listening to Ant-Man. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show. and we are the voice of the valley. So we, before we get into our next little chat about swimming and all that sort of stuff, let's do a little bit of Billy Idol.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Have you had your weekly dose of hardcore music? Well, tune in to Wicked Radio on Saturday nights, 8 till late, playing the best in alternative, rock, metal, goth and punk. Plenty of interesting information on bands new and old, with music spanning over six decades. Wicked Radio, Saturday nights, 8 till late.
Wicked!
Tonight.
minutes past three. It's Ant-Man's RBM 4x4 show, and it's on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley. All right, so we're chatting away about heat waves. Did anyone really need to know it's hot in the city tonight and there's a heat wave? Because we are experiencing some of the hottest temperatures around, places that, you know, hitting 47, 48 degrees. I was talking to a person up at Albury, Wodonga, this morning, before I came on the show, and they were, it was 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it was just over 40 degrees, and that's hot. Alice Springs the other week had a consecutive run of days over 42 degrees. It went for about 10 days, and that's getting hot too. So, yes, we're experiencing a heat wave. Is it climate change that's doing it, or is it just natural? That's the thought process. Are the scientists right? Are the non-believers right? What's happening with our planet? It's getting hotter. I'm sure it's to do with cutting down trees and all that sort of stuff, but hey, I'm no scientist. I just read a bit. But so staying hydrated is pretty important. But one of the things, like, you know, where it's a touring show. You go to the beach on a long weekend. Hey, we've got a long weekend coming up. You go down Parkway River and on a long weekend, and you spend time sitting in the river, cooling down, swimming, or in the ocean, whatever. But one of the things I find really interesting is how our deaths this year from drowning are nearly 40% up on last year already, and we're not even a month into the new year. You've got to ask yourself why. Do people not know how to swim? Are they just getting caught in, you know, rips? There is definitely a segment of the tourist industry that's coming in and getting caught in our sometimes very tricky waters. As someone that spent a lot of time surfing when they were a bit younger and spent a lot of time out in boats and other bits and pieces on the water, I love it. I'm probably not as strong a swimmer as I was when I was younger, but age gets to us all eventually. But the thing is, you've got to learn how to swim. We've got to teach our kids how to swim. We've got to be vigilant. You've got to watch the kids as they get out and play in the water and enjoy what we've got. And I think one of the problems, if you go to some of these crowded beaches, that people get lost. They don't understand what swimming between the flags are all about. And we try and educate people. But I think us Australians are worse at it, though. Who likes to go to a crowded beach and you've got to swim between the flags, between the two rips, and you find out that you know, you've only got a 100-metre flag width, and you've got 1,000 people all trying to swim within 100 metres of each other? It can be a bit, like chips in a basket. You know, you're all crammed in and what have you. But I've been caught in rips before. I've been, especially when I've been surfing at some of our beaches around Phillip Island and places where rips are renowned for causing problems for people. On a surfboard, it's not so bad, but we did many years ago rescue a swimmer that got swept out, and took two of us a fair bit of paddling and work and effort to get him in and around through around the rip and then back into the beach. And, you know, unpatrolled beach. We've got such amazing coastline, and our lifesavers do the most amazing job. We were down on the, where were we? We were down on the beach towards Gippsland and enjoying a swim late in the afternoon. The lifeguards were packing up, and Jane got caught in a rip. Now, Jane's as strong a swimmer as I am, and she's been around beaches all her life as well. And she got taken out very quickly. And so, you know, put the hand up, pointed out to them, and they unpacked the boat that they were packing away, and they shot out there, grabbed her and pulled her up, and it was a bit indignant, and she wasn't very happy. She thought she would have got back from it, but, you know, it happens with such speed, you can't afford sometimes to sit back and go, oh, are they in trouble? Because they might not be in trouble, but they could be, and Jane certainly could have been if you know, I hadn't put my hand up and reacted, because I felt that she was disappearing too far out towards the ocean. Obviously, learning about all this stuff is something that is a responsibility for all travellers that travel our beautiful country. And beaches are such an amazing part of our heritage. Blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's what we do. It's what we love. But get some swimming lessons in, folks. Stop letting people drown. Was looking at Lifesaving Victoria's site earlier, and that's got some great stuff on it to help people with understanding. You can find patrolled beaches. There's public training. There's all sorts of stuff that can help you understand what it is to be a lifesaver and why their job is so tricky and hard and all the rest of it. I'm sure you've all seen the series on telly about Bondi and what happens there. It is a very real thing, but love the water. I've got to admit, I'm a bit of a water baby when it comes to the beach. Not a cold water fan at all, by the way, but do love going out to the beach. I love being on the sand. I love being barefooted and just wandering around. But you do have to be very, very vigilant and keep an eye on it. And, you know, kids in pools, jumping in rivers, you know, especially rivers you can't see the bottom of, and you dive headfirst in and basically break your back on your neck. So really, we've got a big weekend coming up, and I'd love everyone to be able to listen to me waffle on next week about, you know, how good their weekend was rather than what's gone wrong, you know, travelling and touring and that sort of stuff. But it's all up and down the East Coast. It's in the West Coast. If it's not, you know, this is Australia. If you're not drowning, you're getting eaten by sharks or eaten by crocodiles or stung by jellyfish or any of those other things that we have around this country of ours, and you've got to love it because it is what makes us so unique. All right, so a bit of Australian crawl, Hard Day's Night, Huda Guru's coming up. We've got a few little messages that we need to play as well, sponsors, so we'll get into that and we'll be back for a chat after all of that happens. It's 3:22, it's Yarra Valley FM. It's Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, and this is what we need to do.
Hey, cool cats and kittens, Matt Shaw here in the back of the Yarra Valley FM record library, selecting another batch of beauties to spin for you on the Rock and Roll Hit Parade this Sunday night. So many memories. I've found some bomb bombs. Some sha-la-las. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. A few doobie doobies. Growl. Wow. And even some yeah yeahs. Shake your nerves, rattle your brain, go insane for the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Sunday nights from 6 on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Summer means picnics, beach days and barbies. But when the weather heats up, keep cool with these simple tips. Drink more water and keep a bottle with you at all times. Stay indoors, close curtains and blinds, and use a fan or air conditioner. Wear loose, light-coloured clothing. And check in on older or unwell family and friends. Visit betterhealth.vic.gov.au to find out more. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne. Spoken by Danny O'Grady.
Station sponsor.
Celebrate the life, loves and poetry of Robbie Burns at Oscars on the Yarra in Warburton. Dust off your kilt and practice your poetry. Friday, January 25th from 6:30 p.m. Four courses of Scottish fare, $70, including a whiskey or wine. Live entertainment. Burns-inspired poetry or music is encouraged. Traditional attire appreciated. Accommodation packages are available. Tickets essential by the 21st of January. Call Leslie or Robin on 5966 9166. OscarsOnTheYarra.com.au, station sponsor.
Outlook Windows and Colonial Woodworks have serviced the Yarra Valley and beyond for the past 22 years, making made-to-measure timber, aluminium windows and doors, single and double glazed, also security, Invisiguard doors and fly screens. They also reproduce old-fashioned windows and doors, as well as furniture from reclaimed timbers. Call Peter on 1800 622 544 for Outlook Windows and Colonial Woodworks, station sponsor.
Celebrate Australia Day long weekend at Healesville Greyhounds. It's all happening on Monday 28th of January with live music, entertainment, local food trucks and loads of games and fun for the kids. Plus there's all the excitement of great Greyhound action. Enjoy one last day out before the end of school holidays. It's going to be a fun family day out and entry is free. Gates open from 10 a.m. 263 Don Road, Healesville, Monday the 28th of January. For more information go to healesville.grv.org.au. Healesville Greyhounds, station sponsor.
Yarra Valley FM local news.
This is David Oaten on behalf of the Yarra Valley FM news team, Camilla Ayres and myself. We thank you for your support of the local news during 2018. We will be returning in January 2019.
And wishing our listeners a happy new year.
In conjunction with the Mail and Leader newspapers, that's Yarra Valley FM local news.
Right. Well, I was expecting some more local news, but so I'm not sure what's going on there. But anyway, it is 3:32 p.m. here at Warialik at Yarra Valley FM, voice of the Yarra Valley. We've had a rather lot of chat today about being proud Australian and swimming and touring around water and all that sort of stuff. And obviously, you know, there's lots of calls out there to keep an eye on people. And it's really funny because we sometimes lose our sense of community, and this is not a rant or anything. This is just, you know, today on the way here, I noticed that a postie had fallen over with their bike. The bike had fallen in a ditch on the side of the road. All the stuff went everywhere, and about 20 cars went past, and none of them stopped. And I was on the phone, hands-free, of course, and so I just said to them, "Look, got to go." Pulled off the side of the road, ran up the hill, and gave them a hand to get their bike back on track and the mail reloaded and all the rest of it. And it just sort of makes me wonder, you know, if you see somebody in trouble, are we too scared to stop and help now? There were plenty of cars in front of me that could have stopped and helped the poor postie out. And all right, they were well underway to getting things back on track, but you know, just having somebody help lift the bike up and hold it while they redistributed the mail and got things sorted, I don't think it's a hard thing to do. It's just, I wonder sometimes if we lose our sense of community. And you know, working on as a volunteer on radio, we're pretty privileged to be able to have our rants and have our chats and have our interviews and our guests, knowing that it's going out to community stuff. So I don't know, how do people feel? Do you stop and help people if they're in trouble? There's been a lot of stuff in the news about people being abused when they step in to help other people that are being abused. It is a risk you've got to take. And there was a rather interesting interview I listened to yesterday where four grown men were harassing a girl on a train, and no one was going to step in. And I don't blame them, because, you know, if you're a small person or you're just a person, one person, are you really going to insinuate yourself into a four against one scenario where there's very real chance of violence? But I think, you know, we as a community, we have to sort of stand up for what we believe in and hopefully know that we're making a difference. And that's, yeah, something important. So, you know, if you see somebody in a bit of trouble, stop and maybe help them. You know, the person I was talking to didn't mind that I rang them back 5 minutes later. Probably happier that I'd actually stopped and helped, because it was too hot to leave somebody on the side of the road. Especially posties, because they have to dress in a lot of protective gear. And anyway, that's just a thing. Are we losing our sense of community? I don't know. What do you think? It's actually hit 41 degrees here in Woori. And so that's another degree. So the temperature's been going up and down a fair bit, but it's 41 outside. It's hot. And I better put on some Miami Sound Machine, Hot Summer Nights, and then a bit of Katy Perry, Hot and Cold, just to get the vibe happening, because everyone wants to cool down. Make sure you're drinking lots of fluids, people. Lots and lots of water.
Here we go. Tune in to Soundscape.
Jazz and ambient music every Wednesday from 9 p.m.
Thank you.
going to be hot tonight, folks. Yes, 26, 27 degrees.
Bushfires can threaten life and property, but the humble LPG cylinder is designed to survive a fire if it is correctly installed and prepared. The LPG Association of Australia has these tips. You should turn the cylinder off at the valve on top of the bottle. You should leave the cylinder where it has been installed and leave the bottle or cylinder in an upright position. You should ensure it is secured to a solid structure and on a solid base to prevent it falling over with the vent facing away from buildings. Any LPG bottles attached to a wooden frame barbecue should be placed on a solid base, and you should remove any combustible material surrounding the bottle. The LPG Association of Australia also says you should never place it inside a house or structure during a fire, as it can present a hazard to firefighters. You should never lay any cylinders on their side, and you should never cover a gas cylinder with wet material to keep it cool, because these materials may dry out and catch a light, heating the bottle or cylinder. This information has been brought to you by the Australian LPG Association and Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
That's probably a really good tip, actually. I hadn't even thought about that. This is Ant-Man and Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show, doing our sort of hot summer themes as we race into a stray day long weekend and temperatures that are soaring around the country. So I'm sure you've all got the picture. I'm sure you're all singing there, geez, not another hot song, but wow, there's so many hot songs out there. And I've still got, you know, Cool and the Gang, got a bit of Donna Summer, a bit of Cindy Parrott. And, you know, there's still all this music that I want to play before 4 o'clock. So I'm not going to waffle on too much more. I think you've probably all heard enough so far. But it is good, and it is going to be a hot weekend and a hot day tomorrow. And obviously, we want everybody to take major care tomorrow, hot northerlies, and stay hydrated, be careful around, you know, potential fire risks and all that sort of stuff. So just keep that in mind tomorrow while you're having fun. And let's go to a bit of Cool and the Gang and a bit of Donna Summer as we round out the afternoon here on Ant-Man's RV and 4x4 show.
How do you like to spend your Sunday mornings? What about throwing on those comfy old tracky decks? Let the dog in, get some tea and toast, and curl up in that favourite chair. Let Neil Bull entertain you with lots of classics from the 60s and 70s. Also some newer ones, and even a bit of rockabilly and swing. Not to mention those winning Tats Lotto numbers. Tracky Decks with Neil Bull. Every Sunday morning on Yarra Valley FM. 99.1.
Vows of man and wife forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot. Hot lady, gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. Never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. Can't imagine that. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love. Feeling the pain.
gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run.
Some hot stuff, baby, this evening. It's going to be. This is Atman and Atman's RV and 4x4 show, and getting ready to sign off. Just had an interesting chat on the phone with a guy about snorkels, and I might actually follow that up next week with a bit of a discussion on pros and cons of snorkels and why and tarps and all that sort of stuff. It's just an interesting little conversation. Thanks for calling in. So I'm basically going to get myself ready to head out of here. Hoping to be on air next week. Got to deal with people going into, well, being picked up from hospital next Wednesday, next Thursday. So you may or may not hear me, but hopefully I'll be here. In the meantime, I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Survive the hot. Hope we get some serious rain, because I know my water tanks are getting lower by the day with all the watering and things to keep the fruit trees and the veggies alive. But until we speak again, or you get to listen to me again, I hope you have a fantastic long weekend. Celebrate it with family. Celebrate it with community, with tribe. We'll get a solution to this Australia Day for everybody that makes sense. Till then, stay safe and drive safe. Ciao. Song for the day, Peter Allen, I Still Call Australia Home.
I've been to cities that never close down, from New York to Rio, an old London town, but no matter how far or how wide I still call Australia home. I'm always traveling, I love being free, and so I keep leaving the sun and the sea, but my heart lies waiting over the phone. I still call Australia home. Oh, the sons and daughters spinning around the world, away from their family and friends. But as the world gets older, I still call a stray.